Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
Dollar D Beyonce Productions.
I must be the greatest.
Let's get that done.
I've been here before, and I know what it takes. Hard work, dedication, BoxingWiz.com, they're what is the best.
Win, lose, or draw, we coming to fight. Can't nobody take that away. We're coming to fight.
They do what they can, I do what I want.
When you look at how he's broke down left hook, it starts out really low.
We're going to see what kind of character he
is. Oh, the left and right by Maidana. And it's all Marcos Maidana here. Getting a lot of those punches off his shoulder.
I think anybody out there listening to the key, anybody think that that's a dangerous deal to make?
I mean, it's perfect.
Wow. So
that's it. 15 minutes. Can you? Listen. Your concentration is leaving a little bit. Pick it up. Pick it up!
Some things about we got to deal with the body shots. I don't think you want to be that close to us. He's talking about letting the left hook go.
Welcome back. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Very good morning to everyone out there. We are back with our official first episode of TBV in the morning. It's official. We got our overlay. We're ready to start doing morning shows. So big thank you and congratulations to everyone that continues to support us on Patreon. Obviously, when we started Patreon, we said that we would love to, you know, give you guys a morning show, you know, coffee and TBV, coffee and some boxing. And looks like we're on our way to that. So I just want to say a very good morning to everyone here on the East Coast and everyone in Los Angeles. 6 a.m., 6.08 a.m. on the East Coast, excuse me, on the West Coast, 9.08 here on the East, the Tri-State, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia area. In London, the Brits already having a little bit of tea and crimpets because it's 2 o'clock. They could definitely have their lunch. Shout out to all my Canadian listeners out in Calgary. Still very brisk at 7.09 in the morning. Everybody in Sydney, I hope you're up still partying. I know you guys normally listen to our 7 p.m. Eastern show, which makes it 9 a.m. for you. But right now, it's only 1 a.m. if you guys are up. You're up, man. Let's get right into it, right? I mean, we're here because we need to discuss Tyson Fury and whether or not he is that missing piece of this puzzle of the heavyweight division. And is this comeback real? Let me head on back to the Garden State to my co-host, the amateur around these parts, and a guy that could give us an insight from a fighter's perspective. Doomy Alexander Lioness Doomsday.
I'm the best ever. I'm the Michigan most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one to stop me. Lindsay the Conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no
one. I'm Alexander.
I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up. BoxingWiz.com.
Good morning, TBV. You know, I got the little cafezinho ready to talk some boxing early this morning. We're going to get into Tyson Fury, return of the Mac. How real is the comeback? And, yeah, you know, I'm always, you know, I like Tyson Fury as a fighter and as a character in the sport that I feel like is needed, you know. This, he brings such much more dynamics than just the fight and the regular old, you know, going to the press conference and stuff. I think the guy is it's fun. And I really think that, you know, him coming back is going to elevate the heavyweight division even more. So I can't wait to get into this with all you guys this morning. Maybe I'll wake up a little bit more if I drink some more coffee.
Now, obviously, the question is the comeback real? We've seen him here before You know, he was training alongside Billy Joe Saunders. I don't know. I want to say maybe almost 30 weeks ago, he attempted a comeback, unsuccessful. Maybe it was mindset. But what's to indicate that there's going to be any difference from that first attempt is really my question.
Noticing him on the social media and stuff from the last time he was training with Billy Joe. I remember when he was with them, you know, with the camp that Joe was having. And, you know, mentally, I think that he was getting himself back into the swing of things, back into the whole motion of being in camp, you know, and being alongside Saunders. I think that that was just, you know, kind of shaking anything off that might have been on. You know what I mean? The difference between it now is that, you know, as we've always been talking about lately, is that the social media is really, really helping these fighters get out there as far as like what their status is, what they're doing. So we're seeing what Tyson Fury is doing. He's hitting pads. He was doing that last time too with Saunders, but I feel like this time around he's really going to come back. I mean, he's really working towards coming back physically and mentally. I see him advancing and from what he was in those camps 30 weeks ago, whatever you said. So, what's the difference between now and then? I mean, you got Anthony Joshua, you got Deontay Wilder making these, you know, these deals. And I know that Tyson Fury wants to be in that mix. And I think that it's just a matter of time for him to start really getting in shape. You know, he's going to push at his own pace. That's usually what he does. But depending on what fights he might be thinking about, we'll see him progress a little faster, right? But if he doesn't have any fights, I don't think that he'll progress as fast as he would if he had a fight lined up already.
Now, you spoke of the social media, and really that's what has me skeptical and at the same time, it's making me a believer. I've put together a compilation of multiple comeback Tyson Fury videos. And the saddest thing is that even though he's 25 stone, which I wish Matt were here to translate that into actual pounds, right? The man looks huge right here, but look at the way that he's moving. For those that are not watching this on our live YouTube stream, you can head on over to YouTube, I guess, after your day's work or your workout and just watch this man move. It's sad. They usually say this phrase in life, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. And when he beat Vladimir and those 84 punches, I know I was overly critical, but thinking back of how he basically ice skated around the ring, it's just amazing to see a guy with that size be this agile. Again, we're still rolling a very long compilation of 2017 comeback. I mean, that's why I'm talking this morning, because it looks real. He's really in the gym with David Benson. You know, he's really working out. Even the dance that he did last night, it's not just a dance. I mean, he's on like a 6-inch mat that is obviously making him work harder on cardio. But Tyson Fury, he almost has me as a believer. I swear, I don't know. I think that this comeback can be real. Now, I want to I'll go to his official Instagram and show you visually in a second. I just want to go ahead and loop the clip one more time so you can see, even though he has a huge stomach, he still is moving extremely well. I could only wish to move like that. And shout out to Everlast, already sent them the new pivots to come back, right? I was going to say, though, he's already even given us his comeback route. He posted pictures of, not pictures, he posted box rec profiles of Samuel Peters and Shannon Briggs, which, if he's going to come back beginning of the year 2018, and he's still going to be significantly out of his normal fighting weight. To fight a guy like Samuel Peters, that's more than okay, because none of us should be expecting him to be fighting while losing weight. So if he wants to actually mix it up, I mean, that would be interesting. That would be interesting. It would add a twist, a positive twist to this comeback. And definitely if he had a fight penciled in, regardless of the opponent, it would definitely make this all the more realistic. But Doomy, as you're watching this, and I know if you watched it already, but just seeing it here in real time, I mean, he is impressive.
This is something I've always liked about Tyson Fury, you know, a big guy that can move. You know, he has good movement in his waist. You see how comfortable he is catching punches and stuff like that. I mean, you notice the craftiness in the Klitschko fight. You know what I mean? We complained a little bit about the punching, not enough action, but you got to admire the guy's movement and his ability to frustrate these big guys. You know what I noticed too, man, this time around? I'm seeing that it looks like he's having more fun. You know, there's more fun involved, less pressure I see. It's just, you know, he's laughing. You saw him dancing on the mat. You know what I mean?
Also, isn't he also expecting a newborn? I mean, I think he's just overall in good spirits. You know, him and his wife are expecting.
Exactly.
A picture of them and stating how, you know, she's his everything. Queen. Stuff like that. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, no, like I said, I see him in a good state of mind right now. I see him happy. Like you said, good spirits. So, you know, for me, anybody doubting him right now, the comeback, I don't doubt it. What worries me is how soon? How soon are we going to see Tyson Fury in action? We don't know.
Well, I mean, he's been vocal. He definitely has planned it out. He said 2018 will be his comeback, you know, and he's looking for Wilder and Joshua fights. Now, it's all going to depend on A, how many tune-ups he plans on getting in that first quarter and how much weight he really puts down in that first quarter to expect him or believe that he would fight a Joshua and a Wilder next year. Once again, I just want to go ahead and screen share now Fury's verified Twitter here, excuse me, Instagram. And you can just see the many videos, and the public wants to see him, Alex. We're talking about 225 views on the dancing video of him dancing, doing cardio on a 6-inch mat. We're talking about another 200,000 views on him doing, you know, pad work with the noodles. Another 215 on another pad work noodle video. 303 on a Tony Bellew call out. And want to step in, but not really step in, kind of rearrange the entire card by doing it in, what do you call it, May. He suggested May. But here is where I wanted to come to, the two fights. So obviously it's in this order. Samuel Peters was first. But as you can see, more workout, 300,000, 231,000, 355,000. The public wants this guy. They want him back. They're interested in his comeback. So we posted a picture of Samuel Peters, which got 17,300 likes and 924 comments, which I think is a lot. And he said, you know, my comeback hit list. Let's get this party started. You know? So Samuel Peters. And look, Samuel Peters is a tough veteran, probably going to be at a disadvantage in size, movement, reach, just about everything. But he's there to serve a purpose. That purpose is to shake off the rust. Shannon Briggs, Gypsy King, a.k.a. Tyson Fury, says, and this granddad with the body of a young man, I'm going to smash your teeth in. Let's go, granddad. And he's talking about Shannon Briggs, who is 53-2, you know, with one draw. And everyone knows the Let's Go Champ campaign. He was obviously in line to fight Fresno Kendo for the WBA regular, tested positive, and we haven't heard from Briggs. Up until about a month ago, he's resurfaced on social media and back to his Let's Go Champ And he's also stalked Fury's social media trying to get the fight. But as we go down the social media, we can see that Fury has been back in the gym. And this post is from November 13th. You know, today's the 22nd. These are all consistent, which means he's been going every day at least for 1 week or so. Or it took him however much time before he decided, let me start posting. Who knows how many pounds he actually shed before he decided to get public and show people, hey, I'm back in the gym.
He's looking limber. He's looking limber. He's still big. I got to tell you that, Tyson. He's still big.
But, oh, he's definitely.
But you're moving. You're moving and grooving. So. And it's just a matter of him just melting that weight off. I mean, usually when you take a layoff that long, you know, and given the mental state he was in and all that stuff, you know, going into a, you know, hard camp right away and stuff like that probably would have never been the best idea. So him easing his way in as the body acclimates itself back to what it's known to do all its life, it'll come back. And he'll be losing that weight in no time. He's an athlete. So
I just hope he sticks to it. Again,
yeah,
we've seen him say he's coming back. I hope he sticks to it. I hope the motivation of what is an Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury super fight, I hope the motivation of hearing publicly that Anthony Joshua is receiving 20 million, 20 plus million for these fights entices him. He is the Gypsy King. I mean, materialistically, he doesn't care about those types of things, but legacy he does. He wants to smash some heavyweights. He's got history with a lot of them. You know, he calls Anthony Joshua the bodybuilder. Wilder, he has, you know, a long social media history when they were both coming up. You know, they had words. Even Shannon Briggs. So he has unfinished business. He has unfinished business. He is the lineal champ. So he holds some claim to this heavyweight division. And, you know, I'm just happy to be reporting that he is back in the gym and that he is looking as good as he's looking. I hope that when he listens to this, you know, he finds some comfort in knowing that his fans feel, even at this weight, he's still looking very good in terms of movement.
Yeah.
You can see that he is a boxer's boxer. You know, again, miss them when they're gone, right? So you appreciate them a little more. I just hope that with this gain in weight, maybe trying to come back down, you know, some of that weight sticks, maybe turns it into muscle, maybe, I don't know, maybe just get a little bit more power so that these fights can, you know, end in heavyweight fashion.
I think that after the Klitschko fight, you know, a lot of fans were left in the air, man, you know? They wanted to know what he could do. He can defend. You know what I mean? A lot of fans were left up in the air. And like you said, he has a lot of unfinished business with a lot of these top heavyweights. And you know, he's only one or two fights away from those big fights. Seeing him first, he picked those two guys. Why did he pick those two guys? Was that something he just did? You know, just say, you know, let me just slide these guys in the rankings. Where do they fall into this picture? For, you know, as far as him just choosing,
he chose him at his rank. Neither man is ranked. But let me ask you, do you know the history of Samuel Peters?
I don't know so much Samuel Peters. I know more Cannon Briggs, obviously, but you know, I haven't seen the
Peters been in there with Vladimir. He's dropped him and everything. Short heavyweight, older heavyweight. He's old, you know. He's
still active though, right?
Kind of. I think Pulev beat him up a couple months ago. But I'll say this: whether they're ranked or not doesn't matter, because he's not trying to get ranked. He's trying to shake off the rust, get back in shape. Those are good guys to mix it up, but I'm going to just give my final thoughts on this TBV in the morning, topic with Tyson Fury here and his comeback. I do believe he is a missing piece of this heavyweight puzzle. Whether Joshua defeats Wilder or Wilder defeats Joshua, we're always going to have that thought about a prime Tyson Fury, which I just want to add, he still is in his prime. We seen Devin Alexander come back yesterday only at 30 years old, and he's achieved so much in his career. And Tyson Fury's 29. So, you know, he definitely has time. And people love comeback stories, especially in the heavyweight division. Can't forget George Foreman's comeback story at 40 to become world champion again. So definitely a story that's synonymous with boxing. I wish him the best. I hope that he continues to keep us updated via his social media, and hope that he comes back on the show and actually gives us an exclusive update on how training camp is going. But, yeah, I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And I guess, Doomy, what's your final thoughts?
I mean, what can I say? Return of the Mac. Once again, return of the Mac. Tyson, we want you back, brother. Want you in action. We want to see the fights that we want to see the fights once you conquered the Klitschko titles. So, yeah, glad to be here in the morning, man. Got my cup of coffee, talking boxing.
TBD in the morning, ladies and gentlemen.
You could catch me on Facebook, Alexander Lainez, L-A-I-N-E-Z, or on Instagram. It's Alex underscore Doomsday underscore Lainez. And Twitter, Alex Lainez TBV. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, senor. Let me see if... Wow, so I'm going to just get and give out the weather. It is a morning show, right? It's 48 degrees, cloudy, and definitely raining here in New Jersey.
Yeah.
54 and raining in New York. An extremely cold 38 degrees in Denver. Shout out to all my Floridians. Apollo Beach, 66 degrees. Keith Thurman over there in the 4 GT Shelby chilling at a cool 68 in Clearwater. But Deontay Wilder freezing in Tuscaloosa at 44 degrees. Shout out to Sullivan Barrera chilling at 76 degrees in Fort Lauderdale. Damn, that's the spot to be at right now, because Los Angeles is even a cool, or should I say chill, 65 this morning, 6:28 for you Los Angeles guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this TBV in the morning. We'll definitely continue to try to do this throughout the week. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Yesterday we did about 3 shows, and if you're hearing this for the first time, head on over to iTunes, subscribe there, get that on your podcast. You could, you know, listen to the show while you're on your walk, on your runs in the gym, your commute in the work. We are in sync with CarPlay. We are even on Spreaker now. We're also on TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, TheBoxingVoice.com, and obviously on YouTube.com/TheBoxingVoice, where you should be subscribed and have that notification bell clicked on so that you knew we were here. Big thank you to all our super chatters. I actually found a way to view them and be able to like kind of even give you like a straight up shout out, right? Let me see if I can not take too long and get to that. I don't know how I did it. Wait, let's see. Boom, 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 boom. So Doomsday, you headed off to the gym, my friend?
Looks that way, buddy.
Holy smokes, he's gone, guys.
With this rain.
I know, man. Rain sucks. Super chat. Here we go.
Super.
Shout out to my boy Jonathan Sims. He blessed us yesterday 3 times. Shout out to Jonathan Sims. Oh, Dennis Martinez. Shout out to Dennis on his commute from Tampa to, I think, Orlando. Every day he drives for work, listening to TBV. Shout out to him. Put his whole office on it, too. Called in one time from the office. So shout out to Dennis. Let me go ahead and light it up. Shout out to Eric Cruz. And congratulations on becoming a pastor, right? Full-blown pastor, is it?
I think so.
He's in the chat, so he'll give us confirmation. Shout out to Drew G. Class Inbound. and Horny GR, Fern Gully, Iron Sal, Coach Mitty, Coleman, Big Nick, Kaz, Cut West, Voss Hulse, Cali Buzz, Sports Genius, Dempsey, Roberto Marks, shout out to you. Let me see here really quick. I'm going to give out a couple of enroll credits to our newest Patreons signing up, believing in,
the vision,
the trophy. Let's see here. Uh-huh. All right. Bam, bam.
My man Robbie on the chat.
All right. So we got
Eric said he still got his 9 to 5.
Ruben, shout out to Ruben Cardona for being a freshly signed up Patreon. You know, obviously, shout out to Fern Gully, Rob, Marvin, Fernando. Who else? Shout out to our newly fresh sign up Presidential Beats. I wonder if that's the same Presidential Beats that sent me like 7 new beats via Robbie Hearn. Shout out to Presidential Beats signing up. Shout out to Mike Grand, who signed up. Salute to my boy Anthony M. Vaughn Lewis. He's been with us on Patreon, rocking out for a while. Shout out to Bobby Ricks, signing up, rocking out with us. Just want to thank everybody who continues to support, believe in the vision. Remember, your patronage is what got us to Keith One Time Thurman, and that's why that video is Patreon only for you guys, because you made it possible. Your patronage also made it possible to visit Guillermo Regendao, Sullivan Barrera. Those are out on our YouTube channel, Camp Life Series. Definitely check that out. Spread the word. And we got more to come. We're working on big things. We're talking to Earl Spence. So we definitely need your support, because when once Earl gives us the word, I mean, yesterday he already said yes, so that's the bottom line. We already know we're going. The thing is how we're going to make it work, right? His fight's January 20th. Border Wars is that entire week of the 15th to the 21st. So we'll all be in Los Angeles for his actual fight, watching it from either Info Joe's house in the West or Matty B's. And then we got Christmas on the 25th, right? And today is the 22nd of November. So we literally have a couple of windows. So yesterday when I was talking to Earl the Pearl,
AKA La Verdad,
AKA The Truth, AKA La Verdad, I might as well turn off this outro. We ain't going nowhere and shit.
We over here.
People that tuned out, tune back in. We ain't going nowhere. So, I talked to Earl yesterday and he was like, sometime next month. Now, obviously, it's November, so he means December,
yeah.
But, I mean, we're small-time guys. We have to prepare. I got 4 children. It's Christmas. It's Thanksgiving in like 2 days or 1 day or whatever day.
What?
But we got to see, can we make it work? And you know how expensive it is to fly December, right? Because everybody's
traveling in December.
Yeah, they think you're trying to go back home to the holidays and fuck shit like that. So let's see if it's even possible, or if we could squeeze it in maybe like the second week of January. So be like in Texas real quick for a couple days with Earl the Pearl, aka La Verdad, aka The Truth, and then fly back, be with the honeys, and take the honeys back to LA with us for Border Wars. Is the only way I see it working out.
Forgot the name of the gym, man. It slips my mind.
Isn't it Round by Round Boxing?
Yeah, no, is it Round by Round? No, it's his last.
R&R Boxing.
R&R Boxing. Shout out to R&R Boxing. They received us openly out there. They're great people, and we appreciate them very much.
Yo, shout out to Cruz. He said, yo, come back and try some ribs. Hell yeah. You know, you can only get great barbecue in Alabama and in Texas. Like, I haven't been anywhere else. Maybe in Cali, we'll find out.
You think so? I think Texas and Alabama is going to be fine. Maybe Louisiana, those southern states, right? I mean, the spot that Eric took us to, bro, that was, whew, those ribs, the meat was just straight melting off the bone.
It was. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are out. Thank you for joining us for TBV in the morning. We lit one up. We had some coffee. We drank some water. We told you the weather. We told you the news. We're out.